Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Watch Mojo. And today, we're counting down our picks for the top 10 90s fashion fails.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and back in the same room as me... As always, as occasionally.
As mostly. Ben Bunnell here, yeah. Back in my room, the sun just went behind a cloud. It got a little dim. Felt like it set the mood for a really dim bunch of boys to talk about video games.
It's like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when they'd they'd have the light little chat about like, oh yeah, so you work in IT, do you? What's that like? Well, Eddie, I guess it'll be hard for me not to be able to Google the answers today. Everyone laughs.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they go... And it gets serious and all those lasers swoop down and I start coughing.
That would be good to do like in a comedy, in a stand-up
show. My name's Adam Knox.
Correct.
Would you like to, you want to lock that in?
Yes. Yeah, it sounds like my cheating friend suggested that's true.
Doing that in a stand-up show where the default lighting state for your setups is like quite dim. And you've given a script to the tech and it's just like as the punchline's coming, just ramp the lights up.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that, just so you, to see if you can just be getting away with really average material by the end that's just this Pavlovian response.
Just kicking into the chorus.
Yeah.
I prefer the opposite. I prefer the setup is normal lighting and then like you take a beat and then it goes...
Pitch black.
And the lights go down and then you do the punchline.
Lights going down, though, I feel like has an implication of seriousness and somber.
That's
and
why like, I like it.
And it makes people be quiet.
Yeah.
I do think that shows, because it's, if you go by the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire logic, the lights going down denotes that you're getting into the brass tacks of delivering this punchline. Playtime's over.
Exactly. You go standard lighting, set up punchline, all normal, and then you go down and you explain the joke. What I was doing there. Or I
when you're
love
doing
to start...
that normally goes better. That's when the lighting state's really dim.
Guess that one was just for me. Well, it's cheaper than a therapist. Every one of those.
Yeah.
I would love to start doing the Lord thing of if people start laughing, to just shush them. Oh, have you seen her shushing people?
Yeah.
They start singing along to her and she's like, shh.
I'm the singer.
Yeah, because she wants to sing along.
I'm the singer.
Is that some like pretty, you know, some intimate gig or whatever? So
yeah.
And I think she was off from, I don't know. It just
that's very
weird.
Lord-like behavior.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm. Yeah. Shut up, serfs.
Mm. My friend...
Surfs down. That's where I want to keep
Hang
them.
Hang zero.
Yeah.
My
Hang
friend,
them all.
My friend, when we were about 15 or so, he went to a concert and he shushed someone near him who was singing along to the artist by going up to... This person was singing along very loudly and he shushed them by tapping them on the shoulder and saying... I came here to hear John Mayer, not you.
John Mayer. Man, that would kill me. That would ruin... I would never go back out to
it's pretty rough, isn't it?
There was a guy... this didn't happen to me, but this was a friend of mine who went to see Bob Dylan. I wouldn't bother to see modern-day Bob Dylan, personally.
Time machine? Absolutely. Take me back to the 60s.
And just believe that all that change would truly happen.
Yes.
And then jump to now and be like, Bob Dylan, you did nothing.
You literally haven't changed yourself.
Tides remained completely at the same level. Mm. They just looked like they went down because water's
point.
Clear.
How can he in good faith get up there and still sing those songs in 2022?
The times, believe me, not yet, but eventually it's changing. I was just singing about iPhones being invented. That's all I meant. But
kids, go outside and play. Get off those screens.
Don't give iPads to your babies. There was someone who had brought to this Bob Dylan concert a tambourine,
And they were tambourining along to all of the Bob Dylan songs.
Yeah,
like
incredible.
In front of them. And some people were like looking at him and being like, man, what are you doing? But everyone was kind of like, you know what? He must really want a tambourine along. If he's brought a tambourine, surely smuggled it in. Walked in like, been like, oh, I've got a lot of change in my pocket. You've got to let him.
Even just tracking down a tambourine, I would imagine a lot of music stores don't even bother to stock them. It's like, you have got to be kidding.
Yeah, you
got
to find one with the percussion section.
I would be very surprised to go to a music store and be like, can I buy a tambourine? They'd be like, what? You've come to the wrong place.
We're sold out. They're so popular.
Yeah, or it's like, we sell one a year. We don't bother getting that many in, and you're shit out of luck. Someone came in yesterday and bought the one that we had on stock. You know,
I guess it's like recorders as well. True. Like, I wouldn't necessarily, but there'd be like some school supply
warehouse
where you could get tambourines and recorders in bulk.
You know castanets. What I think is impossible to not look stupid wearing and playing no matter how good you are at it?
The clothes that you're wearing and the everything that you ever play.
Yes. Thank you for reading my dream diary.
Glasses, hat and Kirby.
That's in your dream diary?
Yeah. I'm fucked. Not again. The harmonica. The harmonica around the neck. The little like...
The metal frame that looks like you need serious braces.
It's like, why bother? Like, what are you doing?
Because you're playing guitar as well.
Exactly. You're already playing a cooler instrument that looks cool, and you're just deflating all of that.
It's weird that those people are like, wow, cool, a singer-songwriter, but then you strap a drum on your back and you start walking around, and they're like, what's this Mary Poppins cunt doing here? Like,
Where's
there's a weird
gone?
Line between one-man band and... You never see a one-man band anymore.
Why isn't anyone
anymore.
Bothering to do that? Yeah.
Sometimes you see those people, I suppose. I've seen a guy on, like, TikTok who plays the cymbal with a drumstick attached to his hat.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, bangs the foot drum, and he has a bass that he plays with his left hand and
a guitar with
the right.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess TikTok is going to be the comeback of every fucking moronic thing that there's ever been that just got phased out of popular culture. It's like, this will get some views. But, mate, I guess in a sense... 100%.
You see people tightrope walking and all that sort of bullshit. Right.
Yep.
People walking around...
Yo-ho Diabloing.
Yeah, doing the can-can and just things from old days.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, wow, kids invented this.
Right.
I guess in that sense, Bob Dylan was right. The times did a change, but it just only in the sense of one-man bands not existing anymore.
But
that's
the
what
more
he was singing about.
The more things are changed, the more they stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all just cyclical, baby.
Nothing's changed this week.
No, no. It hasn't. Not in the world of video games.
Yeah, the format of this show has changed because, we had a nice little run there. Nothing new's really come out this week. Nothing news has really come out this week.
Mm-hmm. No, neither.
And no news is bad news.
For us.
For us.
Two
for
wrongs
our job.
Make a yes. wrong. But so we're going to the old video game journalist trick of, we got to pump out content.
Yeah.
It's an obligation. We have no fun doing it ever.
Yeah.
And so when there's nothing happening in the real world, the way that you cover those gaps, the way you plaster those holes in your rental in video game journalism, is to make listicles.
That's right.
Well, the person listening to this right now, they're at the trough, they're ready to go. You know, their appetite hasn't subsided just because there's no news. So we got to fucking open up the sluice pipe and just drizzle some slop.
Yeah. So the way
right,
that we've
all right, listeners, snouts in.
The way that we've
stop
done
squealing. Here it comes.
The way that we've done listicles is I've written the top 10 Mario games on my balls.
Yes.
Yep.
They're perfectly shaved, as we'll discuss later.
Yeah.
And you're going to read off of them.
That's right.
Yep.
Listies.
Listicle. Yeah. That's the top one jokes about listicles.
Yep.
Okay. End of list.
Yeah.
But no, we're gonna fill the gaps by doing some old school video games journalism. So we're gonna do some listicles later in the episode. I'll be taking DMT and playing that that old game where you're on a roof and you come on people on the street.
Yeah. Weirdly, in between them all, we'll have a very serious article about workplace harassment that's like, like, good for you, but it's like, focus on one or the other. It feels weird to put this in between, like, Kirby's hottest summer looks.
Yeah. And I'll recommend a bunch of things you can buy from Amazon.
Yes. And the disclaimer that this is sponsored content is very small, right down the bottom.
Very
You've really got to go looking for it.
We'll spend a fair bit of time in the middle of the episode.
Oh, we'll underline that. Fair. That'll be in bold, all caps. Yeah, yep,
I'm going to scream.
Manscaped!
But there was, there was one, yeah, one legitimate story that was worth commenting on is that, yeah, in the wake of Sony and Microsoft buying up studios,
yes,
Nintendo have also reached into the pocket, pulled out the checkbook, put quill to parchment and signed over a fat old check for a nice big block of land.
That's right.
$40 million worth, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is in yen, but they bought it in Kyoto.
Yes.
I think it's like next door to their current Nintendo office, and they're going to expand their offices to the tune of $40 million worth of just land.
Yeah.
It's that much just land.
Yeah. I hope they make it look as uninteresting and nondescript as their current head. You've seen photos of it, right? It's just a...
I might have, but I don't retain... I'm sure it was dull because I cannot recall it to mind.
I've never done it because I've seen photos of people out the front of it, and it's not like you can't... Obviously, you can't like turn up and get a tour or anything, but like, God damn, they should do like a Willy Wonka style, like just in a copy of like six games worldwide. You get a ticket, you're out the front, Miyamoto comes out and he's like hobbling. He's like, does a little tumble at the end of the carpet.
It's a me, he says. And then everyone's like, wee. And he's like, yeah, I'm not putting in much effort these days, but I'm here. Yeah, I'd love to take little train rides through stuff because when I've been in Edinburgh, the Rockstar building is there.
Oh,
and again,
yeah.
Every office building looks all like office. And that's a perfectly nice one. I'm always freaked out when you see buildings of like Studio 60 or whatever. No, 30 Rock. The real life one.
When you see Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
When you see buildings like that that are just square buildings on the inside, but you know that inside of that, on the outside, they're just rectangles.
Yeah.
But then inside of the building are these weird shaped rooms or like medical equipment and like testing facilities and like big hangars. It always confuses me when you see a normal looking building that looks like it has, you know, 20 floors, but three of those floors are connected at one point. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
I don't understand buildings as well.
I thought you were going to say, like, if you were to be at the front of Nintendo, between you and that wall, like, you're just, like, a few feet away from stuff that is, like, super top secret. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That if you could see through that wall, you would have a huge scoop on your hands.
Yeah, you could see some women changing or something.
Yeah, that'd be...
Here's what Nintendo's next console is going to be.
I'd be like,
pair
wow,
of breasts.
I've got X-ray vision so I can go and find out the secrets. Go to the NSA building and be like, everyone, I've got huge news.
Yes.
Pretty hot dicks floating around inside of the NSA building.
Yep.
There's some people really on the flop in there. but we, it's because they need to build the building now, and we're kind of, whether or not literally, because two of us have had COVID recently, but culturally, societally, I suppose we are post-COVID now. People are going back into the office.
Mm.
So our first listicle, we're going to think of the top ways to make the Nintendo office the best office.
Yeah. What are they going to do with this new land?
Yeah. And what should they do?
What should, because they, I think the building that's currently there is pretty big. It's served their purposes for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to think about, exactly what they do need that extra space for.
The thing they've said, because the reason people know is because they obviously have to announce it because it's a big land acquisition. And to their shareholders, they've said that it's for like just more. So furthering our research and development, it seems like it'll be mostly R&D teams, which is their development teams.
Right.
Okay.
So I would hope that a big, big chunk of this new office building, potentially an entire floor, I think would be fair. Research and development, just have people round the clock testing these motion control ideas, which never work and are never satisfied. So actually put the time into going, you know what? This isn't fun. Just a whole floor of people, truck them all in.
Yep.
You know, make it just a, you know, get people in on just a casual day rate.
Yeah.
To fucking wave the whatever the new controller is around and pretend it's a golf club or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just put the time into being able to work out that it's time to let motion control die.
You and I have had very similar thoughts on this, but mine was a little more malicious. I think that they should build all of the new building and then have all of like the swipe cards and all of mm-hmm. like the water fountains and the toilets and every facility that you need to use in there as a worker be purely motion controlled.
Oh.
So that all day they're like, this fucking shit isn't yeah. accurate enough. I'm pissing all over the floor because I'm having to try and keep the urinal steady with a Wii remote.
Yep.
And then
the urinal is controlled by the Wii remote.
Everything is.
The urinal's okay. controlled by the Wii remote, and that's where they that's where they're implementing the famous HD Rumble technology. So you right. just like you're feeling the you're oh, holding yeah. the controller and feeling the force of the piss.
A robot right. has to hold you. Yeah. So every day-to-day element that they need to use there is all motion control so that they can see that it's just one of the biggest wastes of time.
Okay, except for the cafeteria where okay. you go in and you have to jump and hit a block and then your meal comes out of the block.
I don't mind
that.
And
slides down and you catch it.
Okay, in right? real in real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Right.
Everything else can be motion control, but that's how you get your power-ups for the
yeah,
day.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
You bump your head, a little roast chicken meal comes yep, out, slides yep. off, and you go boop, 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 boop.
Do you get you any roll. Say in what's coming out or it's just kind of random?
It's random. It's totally, right, it's right. got a question mark.
Sometimes it'll yeah. make you sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes okay. it makes you invincible for the day, which is awesome.
You just get to but go home.
Yeah.
I think the problem with that will be that Nintendo will overtake the NFL for a company with most concussion yeah. controversy.
Yeah, it's a lot of CTE lawsuits happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought we were going to be talking a bit of like a Cooking Mama situation.
Oh.
Where it's like you get your food, but you've got to undergo a grueling challenge. In you're being put to work.
Yeah.
You can have your meal, but you got to do like you got to do the prep. You got to like manage the mm-hmm. customer intake.
If we're building everything else to dissuade them from implementing motion controls and yes. stuff anymore, maybe the cafeteria is just buttons, and it's all so easy.
Oh.
It's all so simple, and exactly what you want to have happen happens, and it's just button inputs, and it also has a higher graphical capability.
So that's your one respite. In the day from the motion controls.
I can't believe you guys are outlawing my concussion meal delivery system.
Well, I don't think it has to be in the cafeteria. We okay. could, you know, we could, the blocks can exist somewhere
else. They
could
be just like vending machines, maybe.
Yeah, maybe yeah. that's it. That's the coffee
you just
machine.
You can't okay. get coffee, though, if you're shorter in a wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. yeah.
You just, or you have to wait until someone else will pass. Be like, can you please get me a coffee? This fucking office is a nightmare.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't. I'm too dizzy. I can't get your coffee.
I had 3 coffees yesterday and yeah. I'm completely out of it.
I kept getting them because I kept forgetting that I'd already gotten one for some reason.
Well, that tracks because when you're little Mario in the games, he can't break the blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you know, if you're too big, you smash
yeah.
the service.
You destroy it.
Yeah.
They're having to bring new ones in every
okay.
day. Yeah. Yep.
Well,
yep.
speaking of smashing, I think this will get overridden, but I want to put it out there.
Speaking of smashing, is this about to be like workplace fraternization?
No.
Nintendo aren't really getting in the mix with those kinds of headlines, you
yeah.
know? It's 2022. It's time to start committing some assault, boys.
That's right.
But so I reckon this new office, first thing to do, build it, and then immediately bulldoze it and work from home only.
Okay.
I think this is the most important and forward-thinking thing they could do with their office is to not have one.
But how are you going to keep the middle management employed?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is those important people need to have somewhere to go and ruin everyone's day.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to put it out there. I'm just blue-skying.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I mean, I guess that's a good final point for us to get to.
Mm.
We designed the perfect office. And then the cherry on top, the ribbon cutting ceremony is actually not a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
It's a bulldozer.
Yes. Or that ribbon is a load-bearing ribbon.
Exactly, yeah. It's holding the whole place together.
The second you cut it. Great. Dum-dum-dum-dum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
And it exposes everyone who was on the toilet.
Correct.
Because all the walls just fall
all
down.
All this x-ray vision and yep. these offices are a nightmare and the people there are terrible.
Yes. Yep. Okay, I think they need a dedicated wing. To holding auditions.
A P-Wing.
For a... What?
A P-Wing.
What's a P-Wing?
Very nice.
Not much. What's a P-Wing with you?
From Mario... Mario 3 makes you fly the whole time.
A Star Wing.
European
name
of Star Fox. Possibly.
A whole area dedicated to auditioning new voiceover guys for the English translations of the Nintendo Direct.
Okay.
God, I hate that current cunny who's doing it.
Yeah.
He gives me the shits.
Okay.
Yeah. The wrestling superstars are coming to the Switch. Him. This, yeah, okay.
So they have to fly themselves over to Japan.
But I was being sort of smarmy. Okay, right. Well, a whole wing, you reckon? Well, if we've got a voiceover wing as well, finding Charles Martinet's replacement could work on a little bit there. Because I reckon he's got to be almost done with it, surely.
I hope so. I'm not a fan.
Wahoo!
Wahoo.
Anyone could do that.
Hey, I'm Mario. Oh, yeah, I'm here to fix your toilet.
Go back to the early 90s, gruff New Yorker Mario.
Exactly.
Get some changes in there. If we're changing up the Switch things, I'd like to be able to change that at the same time.
Whole dedicated voice.
I'd be an awful politician. I'm one of those cunts who just adds on a new thing to your bill.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, no, fuck this bill.
That's ruined the whole bill.
Yeah, okay. Dedicated voiceover audition wing.
Okay, yes, so what type of tone would you like to have then? On the Nintendo Direct instead. Mm.
That is a great question. I can't really think of anything just beyond it not being the guy who's current. Literally anyone else would be preferable to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the options you could have would be like someone going,
"Welcome to the Nintendo Switch. I'm Gilbert Gottfried."
Bad news, Ben.
Now,
what?
It might be a little difficult to get him.
No, but we don't need him because we've got one of the great impressions of him on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
That would be cool. Just a different
Nintendo Switch. It's releasing Switch Sports.
Yeah, they should just get a different, you know, like their stunt casting of like Chris Pratt as Mario in the film.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Just get different celebs doing the English voiceovers for the Nintendo Directs every few months.
My name's Jessica Chastain, and this is the second wave of Mario Kart 8 DLC.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it. They're allowed to, like, they've got the bullet points of, like, here's the footage that's going to be on screen of Kirby.
Right.
So you've got to talk about that. But Mr. Cranston, by all means, feel free to start talking about crystal meth in the middle of this if you really feel it.
Really take it for a walk, Brian. If you want to, get Jared Leto in there and he's like emailing Shigeru Miyamoto his cum. Like, well, I got to talk about fucking Kid Icarus in a few weeks. So, of course I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, voiceover wing, I reckon, is going to be, I reckon
working overtime.
And more and more they're starting to accept that voice acting can exist in games.
Yes.
Nintendo, so we're getting some voice actors in there. Some big booths.
I mean, that's it. You get a voiceover gig on a Naughty Dog game. It seems like you're working for months.
Yeah.
You know, these like long games or like
you're doing the motion capture as well.
You're doing the mocap or like a Final Fantasy remake. Again, that was like such a long game. There's so much dialogue in there that's all acted.
Yep.
You're getting a voiceover gig on a Nintendo game. You're crusty recording his little doll. You're in and out.
Yeah.
You're in and out in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, wahoo. All right, see you later. I don't want them to do... I don't think we should build a motion capture studio, though.
Okay.
Because it could be dangerous. Like, if you're having to get the Kirby voice actor to try and wrap their jaws around a vending machine...
Okay.
You're going to end up with a lot of broken teeth.
Mm. The only thing is the motion capture studio does play in pretty well to the whole the motion control thing.
Okay.
Like, the way they're doing motion capture is that you go in... And, you know, in other places, it's like a full, it's like a morph suit with just like little dots kind of every like 4 centimeters.
Yeah.
You go in to do it at Nintendo and it's like you get handed 4 Wii remotes, one for each limb.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's the motion cap.
I love that we keep saying Wii remotes as if
we don't have the Joy-Con.
Yeah.
We do have the Joy-Cons. But using them for a few years, we've still got Wii Remote.
I can't wait for us all in 2 weeks to be like, Switch Sports, best game we've ever played.
Oh, yeah.
Completely walk back on all of this.
Oh, yeah.
I love it now. I'm going to hold a Joy-Con in my mouth and do motion capture. It's a perfect technology. I think this would be nice because I often like, in Nintendo games, Kirby has been one of them recently, finding the little bits and pieces they've got hidden around the game.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're building it, we just chuck a bunch of stickers in little corners everywhere.
Yep.
And if workers can go and find those stickers, they get a little reward.
Or we put real bits of fruit and stuff around everywhere.
Okay.
You know, like so chuck like a fish in the wall.
At the zoo.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
So the whole office is just like all these weird little dead ends and like corridors, some of which lead to a secret, some of which lead to absolutely nothing.
Just some bullshit.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yep.
One, there's a treasure chest at the end of one hallway and you open it and then it transports you to a different hallway.
Yeah,
and if everybody in the company finds all of these little things, they come to work the next day and the whole building has been mirrored. Oh, the entire thing is flipped around 180 degrees.
Oh, and brother, don't get me started on the plumbing.
What if that's what's really happening in there at Lumen? They're just they're playing like a weird live version of Yoshi's Story, going around hunting for fruit all day.
So those are some nice ideas.
Yeah. I think they need a department where they've got people working on Star Fox, F-Zero.
Oh, sure.
Wario, right. Donkey Kong. And then none of those ideas ever see the light
There's
of day.
There's no entrances or exits to that section.
The staff come in and then it's like a casino. No windows, no clocks.
Yeah.
They're working around the clock on all the best ideas for these great franchises that seemingly never get any new entries.
Yeah.
But there's no way of them reaching the
outside
world.
They're putting their progress in one of those pneumatic mail things and the pipe just ends up like in the ocean.
Yes.
Delivers them all into space or something.
So the ideas do exist.
Sure.
If anyone could ever get in there, and they're making the games, they're manufacturing them.
Yeah.
There's just boxes and boxes and boxes of like Wario Land 7, 8, 9, 10, and they're all great games.
Yes.
If anyone can ever find their way in there, there's just a treasure trove of all these great franchises.
Yep.
New entries ready to go.
There's also
challenge is getting in there.
There's a little printing section, a little printing wing of where they make fake Famitsus that they then send into that and show them all the 10 out of 10 reviews. So it's like, you know, keep the morale up.
Yeah.
And they've got like a whole like enclosed, completely dark QA team, not allowed to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ever quality test a game and it ends up not being very good, then they do put it out.
Yeah.
That's how Star Fox Zero comes out.
Yes. Yep, you're right. Like a devastating 38 out of 40 in Famitsu. The lowest score they've ever given.
Yes.
Time to send this one down the pipe.
Yep.
Okay. This is sounding pretty good. Yeah. This is sounding like a cool office.
Yeah.
I work here.
Ping pong table.
Yeah,
everyone gets around on those little scooters.
Yeah.
Free cola.
Yeah, there's a slide like at Google, you know.
Casual Fridays.
No casual Fridays.
No.
Casual Tuesdays.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, that's you've scrolled down to the bottom, and now there's a video down the bottom of our listicle of just the same thing, but with the voiceover guy from the Nintendo Directs reading out the top 10 that we've just come up with.
Right.
And
then, of course, finally, we demolish the place.
Oh, yeah. All smashed.
And before you've read this, a little pop-up has come up just begging you to turn off the ad blocker.
Please.
Crying poor about the 3 cents that we're missing out on from you.
You can't have your ad blocker active for the best deals at Target this Black Friday.
And then you turn that off and then it says, do you want to subscribe to our newsletter? And you turn that off as well. No. I want to read articles occasionally.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of products that get spruiked on gaming websites and stuff,
yes,
I missed yesterday the opportunity. I didn't realize it was happening, and they sold out pretty quickly, like the pre-orders of them, of Xbox mini fridges.
Were you genuinely going to do this?
I actually think if I can, I will buy an Xbox mini fridge.
Fuck yeah.
It is a fridge that looks like an Xbox.
It's a fridge that
apparently
an Xbox.
It's a show about nothing.
Apparently it's really loud.
I love that.
And
is that genuine?
Yeah.
That's sick. I mean, that's the thing. Like the idea of having a fridge in your study or office or whatever. If you've ever had to sleep, if you have a kitchen that's attached to your living room, if you've ever tried to sleep on a couch or whatever, it's like, fucking goddamn, this thing is loud.
Can I tell you genuinely, you see that cut on my knuckle?
Yep.
That is because I punched my fridge last night to get it to stop making noise.
And you thought that would work?
It did work.
D- Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Which wow. bit of it did you punch?
In the freezer.
Oh, so you opened the door.
Yeah,
because
it was like
there.
The thing. Wow. It's happened before, and I it's just a thing that rattles, and if you whack it, it's old fashioned okay. fixing yeah. things. You used to punch a TV.
Like, I had a TV that literally got fixed when you punched
anything,
it.
Anything, you used to be able to whack stuff and make the problems go away back when men were men.
Yeah, this is real boomer. Like,
yeah, I was John Wayne.
You should be able to smack fridges and children.
Anything yeah. that's given you. A hard to, but yeah, my fridge was just really loud, and I gave it a bonk, and I cut my finger.
What an apple
on the ice. Is that the answer to the mystery? Was no. it an ice knife?
I don't know. It was dark because I was exhausted. Yeah, it was night time.
Yeah, it was the middle of the night.
My bed is right next
sure
to
sure it was. Yeah, okay. It was dark. I didn't know that there was a person standing there.
It's a fridge. You can't hurt a fridge.
I think
Bye,
Apple.
You can try.
Yeah.
I think Apple should implement a bit of Fonzie Happy Days jukebox.
Yeah,
exactly.
Design
it's the
in, because everyone drops their iPhone anyway. It's inevitable. Yeah. It's going to happen to everyone on Earth at some stage. And there's that devastating moment of like, oh, have I broken the phone? Have I smashed the screen? If they built in something where it's like when you drop it, in some way it makes the phone work a little bit better, then it's like, well, it's because okay. it's happening anyway.
Yeah.
And it's or, like you're making the world, it's like you drop it and you have that moment of being like, oh, no. And then you're like, oh, actually, hang on. This is good.
Yeah,
now
this
things
gives
are loading
me,
quicker.
This gives me 3 months free Apple Music.
This is the craziest invention I've ever heard. Your invention idea is like, they should make cars, but they can fly.
Yeah. No, when they crash, they can fly.
If they crash, they fly. They should make it so that if you turn the TV on, it's any show that you want to watch.
Oh,
it is
yeah.
Homer designing his car, isn't it? Yeah. Separate dome for the kids. Yep. The yep. La Cucaracha horn.
You got to stick to real life and real things that you can really influence, such mm-hmm. as the ingredients in your brand new for sale at amazon.com.au mm-hmm. Xbox mini fridge.
Where will you put the Xbox mini fridge if and when?
I've got nowhere to put it right now.
No,
I would
yeah.
need to move house.
Yeah. yeah.
But I,
housewarming gift to yourself. That's pretty good.
Pre-orders went up and they went pretty quickly, but they don't release until August over here. They've been out of America for a long time. But
what's going to be harder to get, the PS5 or the Xbox fridge?
Right now, for me, Xbox fridge.
Yeah.
They were up
They're
for like 6
noisy.
Hours and they went boomf, nothing.
Yeah.
Fuck. So it's a little mini fridge, and
we're gonna say hypothetically this is in the Filthy Casual's office,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
For the purposes of this episode,
you motion control the door open,
yep.
go inside, bonk your head on the clock in clock,
yes,
and then yeah. you open up the fridge, and we're gonna do our second listicle,
yes,
yep.
in our top five greatest listicles ever.
That is what this is gonna be called. Top five greatest lists.
What would you put in your Xbox mini fridge? I've got three. I think we all came up with a couple.
I've got a few, yeah.
Yeah, for me at the moment, and this is like some of mine are in service of the rest of the office.
Okay.
But
okay.
this first one is just a selfish one that I've got to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Currently, my laptop that is permanently overheating and sounds like it's about to fucking take off at any given moment. So I think it's going to have to start. It's going to have to start living in a very climate-controlled environment
okay.
pretty soon. So I'm going to need to be, just for the moment, until I can get myself to a Genius Bar to get it looked at, I'm going to need to be taking up a shelf with the laptop.
You
on
could have okay. your own Xbox mini fridge on your desk that you open up the door of and then your laptop is inside,
it's
constantly
like
in there.
It's like where you keep all your stationery and stuff. It's
right.
a fridge.
A dedicated laptop fridge.
I might have to.
We could all use it for that then.
Yeah. yeah. I might have to because I'm currently running my... I've got like a slideshow in my comedy festival show and I'm running that off the laptop. And last night I noticed there's a bit that's just images that are kind of slowly zooming in.
Right.
And I noticed the zoom was like real like
jerky.
Jittery. And you know, when you're in the middle of the show, there's sort of like nothing you can do about it. I'm looking at it going, this thing is completely fucked. It can't even handle a slow playing of a movie.
It's crazy.
So maybe for the entirety of the... Maybe for the next few nights I need to just like get an Esky and have that on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Have the laptop sitting in that.
Yep.
plugged yep. into the TV. So, yeah. Okay, so storage for all of our laptops to keep them climate yeah. controlled and from crashing. And
yes.
That would need to be
fire.
Several separate fridges, but... I'm happy to put that on the any excuse to buy 10 Xbox mini fridges.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
one Xbox enormous fridge.
It sounds like if they're really loud, maybe there is an element of the fridge that is overheating itself.
Right.
So maybe we need to put the fridge inside the fridge.
If you put them back to back, like sort of facing each other, they'll both right. cool each other down and
yes.
be silent.
Yeah. So what one of my suggestions is an Xbox mini fridge.
Okay.
Okay. What about the Xbox mini deep freeze? Did you ever have a deep freeze growing up?
What's a deep freeze?
A deep freeze like a, it's like a, it's a freezer, but it's like shaped like a chest.
Oh.
So it's just if you're like storing like bulk raw meats. Like my grandparents had one and it was always like full of dead animals, but then there'd just be like ice creams in there buried right down the bottom. So you had to just like sift through this morgue in order to get
behind the antlers.
Yeah, in order to get to the splice, you had to just be moving all manner of carcasses.
Fuck.
But so if Xbox made the Xbox Mini deep freeze, that would probably have enough room to then babushka doll the mini fridge in it to keep it cool. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
So let's pitch that to them.
Make more Xbox fridges and colder ones.
Okay, but Nox, what would you like to have in the mini fridge?
Well, I've got done a real one.
Okay.
I want to have Monster Energy in there.
Okay.
It's the default thing that you want in your fridge as a gamer. I want to open that up and take a few months off of my life.
See, now my first real suggestion is Red Bull.
There you go.
So, you know.
We can have both. Everyone can get along in this beautiful.
Separate shelves. Separate them out.
Well, we can mix them up, I reckon.
Absolutely not. If I accidentally drink a Monster Energy drink, I'll be like, oh, yuck.
It is the main, like this, obviously that is going to be the primary ingredient, some form of energy drink that will end up in most Xbox mini fridges.
Yeah, because I was thinking about, well, what do you want in there? Mm. You want stuff next to you for when you're gaming.
Yeah.
And I don't really like energy drinks. And so then I thought, well, maybe like a canned coffee. Japanese canned coffee.
Yeah.
But then I was news like, for you. That's an energy drink.
If you're taking down tons of that while you're gaming, that's bad news.
That's bad news
for your inside. So then I've
that's good news.
I've pushed out here. I've settled on one of my favorite drinks. It's not an energy drink, but it gives you a little pick me up.
Yeah.
Lime flavored Waterfords.
Oh.
Just a few bottles of that in there.
Okay. Brother. I don't know if you know how big a mini fridge is. Because so far we've got a laptop and 1.25 liter bottles.
Yeah.
Aren't those big ones?
Yeah. There's one in my fridge right now.
Yeah. If you want. But how much Monster Energy are you wanting to put in there?
I think you can fit about 4 cans.
Okay.
It's a pretty mini fridge because you're talking those half liter cans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I can take a big bottle and just decant a bunch of it.
Okay.
Into
one
of those little cans of Coke that you get now on airplanes.
Talking. No, no. Into so like a Camelback.
Yes.
One of those bags that you wear full of liquid for hiking.
And we can have our hard hats on that we need to activate the coffee machine at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And jam a couple of
Monsters
energy drinks into those.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Another one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking refrigerated food.
Yeah.
What do I want to be eating out of the fridge?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I've been enjoying a lot lately.
Okay.
A bit of leftover risotto.
Oh.
Okay. So you have
this
to...
relies on there being an... Wait, maybe I should change the answer because I just realized this relies on there also being an Xbox microwave that I can get my hands on. I don't want it cold. So maybe I should change it to leftover pizza.
That was on my
Delicious
list.
Delicious cold. Delicious cold.
That was on my list.
All
specifically
right.
Leftover pizza.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so you eat your meal.
Yes.
In the kitchen.
Yes.
Or the dining room.
That's not my business.
If you live in some fancy big house.
Sure, that's...
You eat your meal over the sink.
Yes.
And then afterwards...
We've
you're walking into the gaming room,
yeah.
Into the man cave,
yep.
The palace.
Yep.
You're sitting on the secret lab throne.
That's right.
Yep.
And you're putting your pizza, cramming it into this tiny fridge.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Hopefully not near the laptop. We don't want to get any marinara sauce on the MacBook.
Yeah, true.
I think I would personally, for the Xbox mini fridge, that I will definitely find a way to get and pull an energy drink out of after showering with my Xbox deodorant.
Your inbox is going to be flooded now with offers of listeners who will do whatever they can to help their king
fridge me up.
These fridge.
Yeah. If I can, however many fridges I end up with, I will set up.
I joked on another podcast during
the week.
I will
burn down my house because of electrical...
I joked on another podcast during the week about getting a mini fridge for my office and within hours had a guy in the DMs like, I can get you a fridge if you want. It's like, yeah, I know how to get fridges.
Yeah.
Like the issue isn't being able to obtain just any fridge. It's
jbhifi.com.au.
Yeah,
well, I think
it's dealing with the shame of having done it and my girlfriend bullying me every hour of every day, quite rightly.
Yes.
I think COVID fucked us a bit with this, but I think we've got some like video game snacks coming here.
Oh, yeah.
I think COVID did fuck it. I think that the US was like, we're not sending any foodstuffs
overseas. I think we might have, so we'll try and get those video game snacks to put in there as well.
Yeah.
Alongside these leftovers. I don't want to, for some reason, leftovers suggests a stench to me that you don't want in your, you just want to smell
the. Leftover pizza doesn't smell, especially if it's in the box.
But it'll leak out and get in the fridge. I want to keep just the smell of the, like, the dusty PC fans in my gaming.
Well, too bad.
You're chugging Monster Energy every hour.
The most disgusting thing in the world.
I'm spilling it all over the keyboard. My fingers are sticky, but it doesn't smell like real food, is my point.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah.
Which is why I think, now this isn't necessarily, actually, a big thing with the Xbox Mini fridge, the idea is you've got this fridge next to you.
Yeah,
so that at any moment, you can game.
Yep.
You don't need to get up and refuel.
Right.
And so put medicine in there. There's a ton of medicine that needs to be refrigerated. So if
what do you mean? We've already got Monster Energy drink in there.
Yeah.
And then your insulin is in there too. Because then you can just do everything from there.
So you're turning your nose up at the amount of space that a 1.25 litre bottle of drink is going to take up.
Yes.
And then you're proposing storing medicines for just any kind of ailment that may come up.
Eardrops for cats, everything in there. Right. So that you do not need to move.
Yep, like vaccinations for other parts of the world, just in case maybe you're playing Forza so well that a little pop-up comes up and goes, guess what? You've won a holiday to Vietnam.
Oh,
you're
like,
well, you need certain shots to go over there. Yeah. Or I've got them here ready to go.
I've got my Xbox mini fridge, so I'm not leaving, but I'll send this medicine in my seat on the plane over to somebody because I've got it all in here.
You're playing Far Cry 2, which is, you know, you have malaria in that game. That's sort of the whole... Maybe you take a malaria vaccine just to, you know...
You can simulate it in real life. I think it would be cool to have your little medicines in your Xbox mini fridge.
Have you ever travelled anywhere where you get the shot, but then you've also got stuff that you've got to take? I went to Vietnam and I had to, like... keep taking stuff like while I was there.
Really?
And I think some of it had to be refrigerated. So it was like, when you get into the hotel, first thing you got to do, you know, because you've had it on the plane for a bit, you got to make sure this shit goes in the fridge and you take it on this day. It's like very strict when you're in holiday mode, very stressful to just have this like itinerary of like medicines that you have to be taking every couple of days
or you might get
very sick on this.
You getting a vaccine and then be like, I had to take these little blue pills as well. I hated it.
I'm sorry, this doesn't normally happen when I travel. I'm normally rock hard for the entire 2 weeks that I'm out of the country.
I've got something that has to be in there.
Okay.
An ice pack for when I punch something because I'm doing bad at the game.
Fridge or freezer.
Yeah, like your fridge or freezer.
You've got to
bonk
it.
That is the ultimate irony. You punched the thing that should be healing you.
Yeah.
But if you've punched the screen,
mm-hmm.
yes, you need to heal your hand. But at that, like the whole point of the fridge being that you want to be gaming uninterrupted, maybe you've broken the screen. So you can just get up at this point anyway because there's no more gaming to be done.
I'm not punching the screen. I'm punching like
punching the desk. Yeah.
Snapping a controller.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a little ice pack.
Little ice pack.
The one problem with that, and it'll be a problem with my next one as well, is that it's, like you said before, Tommy, there isn't an Xbox Mini freezer. So you will just get just a wet, a wet floppy ice pack.
Just a damp cloth can be in there.
Yeah. And it ruins my one, which... I don't want to do this. This isn't for me. But I think someone out there, if you're going to kill someone, which you shouldn't.
Okay.
In real life or
but
in a game?
I'm willing to bet that one day there will be the headline, human head found in Xbox mini fridge.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah.
So I've got human head on there.
Okay.
Because I think that would...
You want to get in front of the story.
But it would be pretty weird.
Yeah,
and now that we're in the listicle game, we're going to be wanting to put up articles about...
Clickbait.
Exactly.
Right.
You confessing to a murder in this article. That's going to get eyes on the article.
Should we call this episode Human Head Found in Xbox Mini Fridge? Because I reckon we'll get a few downloads.
We'll talk about SEO.
No, you can have a cold pack. It doesn't have to be frozen, the ice pack. So you can put an ice pack in there or cold pack.
Well, you could use the human head if it's like if it's dead and rigor mortis is set in and it's like been kept in the fridge.
But
you could punch it. You could use that to ice your hand, you know.
But that's true. It wouldn't have done that. So it would be closer to the consistency of your leftover risotto.
It would, yeah. And if of the two, I'm choosing leftover food over human head, personally.
Same thing, baby.
For my office fridge.
I think the one.
So wait, your logic for wanting to have a human head in the fridge?
I never said I wanted to.
Is that it's probably?
I think I said
you're
that
lobbying for it.
I'm not lobbying.
You are lobbying.
You are lobbying.
I'm not lobbying.
It's one of your picks.
I'm saying if it were to happen, wouldn't that be weird?
But so your thing is because that's going to happen anyway at some stage in human existence.
Yeah.
We may as well get in front of it
and
just
get the clicks.
And just get the clicks.
That's
if it's going to be anyone on earth, it may as well be us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm only immoral to the accepted level of journalism.
Should we then narrow down whose head it could be?
Oh, great.
Probably not.
I don't think there's anything else coming out next week.
Yeah.
So let's do our enemies list in a week's time. We each list 5 people we want to murder.
Yeah. If we had to.
If we had to, yeah. If we could get away. Hey, nothing just psycho. Only if we could get away like with it and never like be caught. Yeah.
Like a future tense OJ book. Yeah. Not like if I did do it, but like if I was going to do
it. Yeah, exactly.
I want to do it. I'm not going to, but I'd fucking love to.
If I had the courage.
If I wasn't scared of prison, how I would do it.
And also chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah. I reckon a boost.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, boost.
The human head was weird, but a boost is fucked up.
No, or I'm going to say something more fucked up. Chiquito.
Chiquito?
Fucking love Chiquito.
Oh, yeah, let's put a bounty in there.
What are you putting in there, you fool?
I'd
Mars
like
bar.
A Mars bar or a Snickers, a picnic.
Boring.
Oh, yeah, missionary with the lights off. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Crunchy. I'm a big fan of the crunchy.
Crunchy's great.
Crunchy like ice cream,
one,
I like.
The one, yes. Yeah. In the Xbox freezer.
A cherry ripe? I could go cherry ripe.
Don't mind cherry ripe.
Wait, I'm not a 55-year-old divorced not too woman.
It's not too it's not too filling.
Yes.
You don't feel too disgusting at the end of it.
I want to feel disgusting.
I like a twirl.
Yep.
Yeah.
That really landed with a thud.
You know where you're getting ripped off? The curly whirly. The amount of chocolate
the
you're getting
one.
In that.
Yeah, they're so cheap though. Yeah. You like get it for like 70 cents.
Toblerones and your Ferrero Rochers, they're the rip-off ones.
I only get a Toblerone when it's a $1 on special, and it is nice. Delicious.
The Ferreros, you know they're taking you to the park.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're running you through the gauntlet.
Yeah.
You know what I've never heard in my life of a single other human being eating?
Yeah.
Terry's chocolate orange.
Love them.
Really?
Genuinely
you're the first
really
person
like
I've
them.
Ever heard express an opinion on the Terry's.
I heard Dawn French express an opinion on them.
You've never gotten your shots and taken your pills and gone to the UK then because Terry's chocolate orange.
Okay.
You'll have
they're
them over there.
Rife over there, are they?
Oh, man. Yeah. Quality
Oh, I love
street.
This Terry's chocolate orange.
Yeah. You've got it.
Okay.
That's what people say. They're good. Terry's chocolate orange tastes good. I think that orange flavoring does do that thing where it tastes like how fucking cilantro is American name for it.
Coriander
will taste like soap to some people.
Right.
Oh,
I think the orange in Terry's chocolate orange has that effect on
to
some
anyone
people.
Outside of the UK. It tastes like shit.
Yeah,
but
that's
once
how
again,
that's
people,
how all British food is,
and people are wrong about it. Give me a pie swimming in peas.
I watched an ep of Anthony Bourdain yesterday where he's going around the UK with Marco Pierre White, and it's awesome. Marco Pierre White has been like, yeah, the food's great here, isn't it? And it's just Bourdain being like, ugh. Just hating every minute of it. It's really, he has like 1 meal. He's like, yeah, I guess this was all right. I guess maybe there's some stuff in the UK that's not awful. Good shit. So is that the end of the fridge?
Yeah,
I think that's the end of the
stocked
fridge.
Up here?
That's the fridge.
Yep. Yeah, it's
another
the start.
Successful listicle published.
Well, we didn't agree on a chocolate bar, but maybe if we've run out of room, we have each of our picks just wedged into a different orifice of the head that's in there.
Okay.
And I think in terms of the article formatting, we'd say, tell us your favorite chocolate bar in the comments.
Oh, yes.
And or tell us what you would put in your Xbox mini fridge.
Yeah.
Give us your little list.
No, we get to the end and it's like, we do that. We're like, yeah, tell us what you'd put in. And then just to really generate some more views and some more comments. And what do you think, while you're at it, speaking of leftover pizza, what do you think of pineapple on pizza?
Okay.
Now we're really igniting the comments.
And then, what do you call a potato cake or a potato scallop?
Yeah. Palmer or Palmy. You just put all of them in the one listicle.
Yeah. Just in bold at the bottom, bold italic.
We try and break
the news. Which character are you?
Yeah.
We try and break the Guinness record for most comments on an article on the internet.
Okay.
Also, you know, let's go, Brandon.
Yes.
Just put in every fucking controversial thing you can. Good on Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Like everyone, everything.
Yeah.
Re-elect
like
Trump.
Okay. I like it.
Please don't.
You know what wouldn't fit in a fridge? NordVPN.
No, would.
True, true. Well,
if you get your laptop in there.
Oh, true, true, true. I was thinking of it as a digital concept.
I wonder if you could, because some fridges connect to the internet, right? You get those smart fridges.
You might need one.
You could go through a VPN and get, you know, Italian ice in your fridge.
Sure. yeah.
My fridge is full of gelato now.
But yes, we are sponsored again by NordVPN. I use NordVPN. VPN is obviously very, very useful if you're an internet person. It allows you to pretend to be in a different region. It also protects your connection, gives you a lot of security. If you do online banking or anything like that on your laptop or your PC, having a VPN is a level of security that is useful. I've had my credit card stolen through online purchases.
I believe I'm the only one here who hasn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I use VPNs.
Yeah, well, I didn't use a VPN when this happened.
Yeah,
and it hasn't happened since. So
this rock protects you from tigers.
Yes,
I think I think mine happened from someone stealing a letter out of my mailbox. So I needed a VPN for the mailbox. That's just like, actually, this apartment, it might look like it's in East Melbourne, but it's in China.
It's actually a flat. This is in the UK.
But yes, VPNs, like we said before, allows you to pretend to be in other areas. Lets you watch content from anywhere in the world.
Safe, secure, private and free. You can watch those the things you would want the internet to be?
That was a nice little rhyme.
I am the king.
If you want to enjoy a Terry's chocolate orange, get a NordVPN VPN. Go to the UK and have a little bite.
Change your taste. Change the region of your taste buds.
Now that should be one of their slogans. But you can grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/filthy and you get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 1 month for free plus a bonus gift.
Secret. That's pretty good. Gift. A month is a long time.
Maybe you get a chocolate orange. I don't know. Yeah.
What can happen in a month?
Yeah.
It sure can.
A lot of surfing you can do on the web.
Yeah. It's completely risk-free. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee, which basically means that you should try it. There's no reason not to. And you won't regret it. So yeah, go to nordvpn.com/filthy to get a massive discount. Thank you, NordVPN, for sponsoring the pod.
One other thing about NordVPN as well is it works very easily across a whole bunch of different devices. I can use it on my phone.
Yes.
I've got Apple computers and Windows computers that it's super simple to set up on.
It works everywhere. Something that it technically works everywhere, but works specifically quite well on the hairy parts of your body.
Yep.
Manscaped products.
Yes.
I love Manscaped.
Yep.
They've sponsored our podcast for about a year now.
Wow.
And
enough time to have shaved when we got the sponsorship.
Yep.
And now to have grown to the hairiest state we've ever been in.
Oh.
And to reshave back down to smooth.
Yeah, but since their products are so fun and simple and clean and easy to use, I shave regularly.
I could shave more regularly.
I probably could shave more regularly, yeah.
I'm a little bit like, let's just say the leftover risotto and me have a little bit in common. I don't know what that means.
When you're
we
hairy?
Just talked about it before. Yeah. It's been in the fridge for
ricey?
Ages.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it's coming up to Easter and you want to make sure the Easter Bunny has clean and easy access to your eggs.
Was that a BV original or did they send us that?
No, they
okay,
sent
that's
us
good.
Any copies
it's hard to
for
tell. I don't mind that. A little Easter egg hunt. Make it a bit easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Chocolate is sweet and so is the sweet feeling of smooth private areas. Yeah, Manscaped stuff all works really well.
Yeah.
So we all recommend it like we do for anything that we would. Well, not any. But yeah, I recommend Manscaped.
Yeah. If you're going to like a big family event, you want to clean your nose hairs out.
Yep.
And your ear hairs. Although I've never done that, the ear one. I don't think I have ear hairs, but going to the
that's
nose
how
regularly.
You hear. Little tiny hairs in your
little
ear canal.
Follicles, the sound bounces off.
So if you want to be deaf, Manscaped have the product for you.
I don't know if it'll shave that close, but it does a very good job. And you can get 20% off and free shipping by using the code FILTHY, if I'm not mistaken.
You're 100% correct.
Manscaped.com. for 20% off free shipping with the code Filthy to get good shaving products.
Goddamn yeah. good products.
Support the companies that support us.
Yeah.
Help keep the lights on in here.
And why would you not want to help keep the lights on when we've got such clever ideas as top 10 rabbits in games?
It's coming Easter's up to coming Easter. Up. Yep. Yep. It sure is. Yep.
So we thought, get into the listicle spirit
yep.
and just do every topic you could ever think of.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here they are in no particular order.
Okay, mm-hmm. all right.
Mm-hmm. But number one.
Right.
The sexy rabbits from Final Fantasy.
Okay.
So which Final Fantasy specifically are these in?
They're in a few.
Okay.
They're in, I think, 11, 12, 14.
Yeah, they're the ones I didn't get hugely into.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a few sexy rabbits in them that both male and female of these rabbit guys. I forget the name of the in-world race of them, but
yeah.
it's just people with rabbit ears and they've all got good bodies.
Right.
So they're a bunch of fit boot dudes walking around going, mm-hmm. get a load of my big ears. And you're like, that's not what I'm looking at. And then they're like, I okay. beg your pardon?
Yeah. like yep. I see you use Manscaped's products. All right.
so when you're talking rabbit, for whatever reason, rabbits have a connotation, I guess because they fuck quick with sex.
Yeah, I guess it's that, right? They love to fuck. They fuck a lot.
But those will be the only explicitly sexual rabbits on this list.
Right.
Yeah, because there's thing of like dressing up like a sexy rabbit, like the sort of hostess kind of thing.
The Playboy thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. Is it just the fucking quick, like who's thought, you know, the little pom-pom tail and big ears lends itself to just getting a big red rocket?
And why is it just like, sure, do the rabbit thing, but then why, like, stags are very explicitly sexual.
Right.
Yep.
But you don't put big antlers on to be like, get a load of me, the king of the jungle, or whatever a stag is
called. If I had to pick, I'd say an antler is sexier than a big fluffy ear.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because really? An ear is just a body part.
I mean, like, I don't find rabbit ears sexy, but I feel like antlers are, like, dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Why, you'd be like, no, get away from me with those giant spikes.
You'd be like, no, get away from me with those giant
it's
spikes.
It's dangerous.
It's rabbits, it's cats. Like, women, maybe that's a cat woman thing. I don't know, like, why cats are sexy too.
Even that's funny, like, saying... Oh, it's a Catwoman thing.
Mm.
But then it's like, well, Catwoman had to come from somewhere. Like,
yeah.
someone's just rolled the dice on going, I'm going to bet big that most men, whether or not they're fully aware of it, want to fuck a cat. Mm. So let's dress Michelle Pfeiffer up in this leather and give her ears. I mean, not that was the... But you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Maybe it is just the...
Eartha Kitt.
It's a woman wearing spandex.
That might be all right? it is. Yeah. And that's the thing. Whenever there's the rabbit costumes, it's always some rabbit ears and then nothing else.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So you're like, oh, okay.
And a lot of the sexy, like you're saying, it's the spandex or it's like the tight leather.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's not a cat
thing. That's not
thing.
Cat thing,
it should
be
a cow. It's a sexy cow.
Yeah.
That's where the leather's coming from.
Yeah,
so just
a
woman in just like tight leather and then just like big
big udder. yeah.
See? We could do listicles. If you wrote all of that down and got the Watch Mojo woman to read it.
Top 10 sexiest animals. Maybe we should just do top 10 sexiest animals.
Animals that most men have never considered fucking, but if they really think about it,
there's a logical reason
why we should find them sexy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number two, the rabbits.
Yep.
They're pretty sexy, yeah. Okay.
It's not sexiest rabbits.
Is that
rabbits.
What we're doing?
Yeah.
Well, Rabbit Peach in the Mario Rabbids game.
No, but this isn't...
where she's trying to be sexy.
Yeah, coquettish. Yep. Like, oh, cool.
Jazz Jack Rabbit.
Jizz Jack Rabbit.
This isn't sexiest rabbits.
Jazz, the sexy...
Oh, it is. Mood setting.
Music. Yeah.
Number four on the list of just video game rabbits for Easter.
Yeah.
The little cunt from Mario 64.
I'd fuck that, yeah.
Yeah, you got to chase. Ooh, chase me. Ooh.
Number five, regular video game rabbit.
Yep.
Peppy hair.
Okay.
Oh, you're just like your father.
Oh.
He also fucked good.
Do a barrel roll in my asshole.
Okay, Pepe Le Pew rabbit.
No.
That Pepe Le Pew is obsessed with sex. Fucking cats. So,
yep.
Number six on, once again, I remind you, regular rabbits, non-sexual, mm-hmm. from video games. The little ones who are the bosses in Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
They're wedding planners. Yeah. And what happens on the wedding night? I bet they're getting involved.
Absolutely go to town.
The Ocarina of Time rabbit ears that make you run fast.
Running to a date to have sex.
Yeah. Playing my ocarina to put her in the mood.
Oh, playing my skin ocarina.
Yeah.
Number eight.
Less Master Sword, more Pork Sword.
Okay. Number eight of, again, just genuine video game rabbits. Mm-hmm. The real rabbits that you hunt in Red Dead.
Oh, okay.
Fuck skin yes. Skin No. Kill him and skin number nine.
Him to make a nice coat for a woman that you're going to have relations with.
Yeah, sexual relations.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was actually genuinely a lot nicer than I thought it was.
Rabbit stew, delicious meal to have on a date.
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to have? I'm going to have the rabbit stew.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't see that on the menu. I'm like, oh, I'm going to ask.
No, I brought a rabbit. Here.
Yeah, I brought it. I've got the skin here and I've got the meat here.
I made you a coat. It's pretty tiny.
Yeah.
Number nine, Score Bunny from Pokemon.
Oh, okay. Damn. A rabbit. It's a rabbit that's on fire. It's got fire.
Yeah.
So it's like it's had so much sex heat. That it's caught. That it's caught fire.
A bunny that's caught. It's but I don't want to participate in this.
Yeah.
Because this is just a list of video game rabbits.
Because this is too real for you, and you would get turned on.
The number 10 greatest rabbit from video games. I'm doing this like I'm David Letterman.
Yeah.
Max from Sam and Max. What a rabbit!
Great rabbit. Probably the best rabbit in video games.
It's sassy.
Very sassy.
Okay. Fuck.
What about Jessica Rabbit?
No. Not even a real rabbit, Roger just rabbit a human. Game. Just a rabbit by marriage. True, doesn't count. Got to be the bloodline.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of blood, we've just got two more listicles here.
Okay.
One of them is because we've, like, part of the reason stuff's been so shit and nothing's happened and lately, for me and Tommy at least, has been because we got sick with COVID-19.
Yep.
And what's it's that? Awful. Oh, man, you do not want to know.
Okay.
If you're living in ignorance. That's crazy.
That would be
one.
Wild to have gone this far.
I would love to meet someone who's genuine, like, what the what?
Who?
Wait, what?
Do you mean the novel coronavirus? Like
the beer?
Oh, that thing that Tom Hanks got it like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah,
is that one?
Yeah.
Did you get it from Tom Hanks?
the best diseases in all of video games.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
Recommended article, best diseases in all of video games.
All right. Okay.
One of them's got to be whatever Dr. Mario is trying to treat.
Yes.
That's not really discussed in that game.
Not what
he's
they, just, yeah.
He's
yeah.
in the little, you, so you're, it's a puzzle game. You're in a little kind of beaker thing, aren't you? And
there's you are,
little viruses
yes.
are in there. And you're dropping the little pills on them to wipe them out. Yep. But what are those viruses? We don't know.
Red, yellow, and blue?
Yes. Yep.
So are they all, are they kind of like different strains of the same thing? Or do each one of them represent a different illness?
You'd think they'd be different strains of the same thing because the pills can be combined. Yellow and red or blue and yellow and whatever.
True. Right.
True.
But then maybe that suggests that they're completely different.
Maybe they're hepatitis A, B, and C.
Maybe.
But also, Dr. Mario's working on this, but then in every other game that we play that's set in the Mushroom Kingdom, we don't really see anyone who appears to be afflicted with any kind of illness.
Because these pills are so effective.
Is that... Okay, so it's like a prep thing.
Yeah.
Or a vaccination like as a child. Yeah, okay, right.
Going to Dr. Mario's office, though, you don't want to be late because if you're one of the early people there, he'll be able to take it pretty slow, solve you pretty easily.
Yep.
But like the 40th person coming in, there's a ton of viruses in there and it's real quick and he's got to get it done.
Yeah.
And he might fuck it up. So, the Dr. Mario plague is on there.
Yep.
This is a real one. The World of Warcraft, like, blood plague. Do you remember that? I used to play World of Warcraft a bunch back in the day.
Yep.
And there was, like, this was probably my first interaction with the concept of a pandemic.
Right.
Wow.
Even. I would have been 15, so I should have learned something about them by then, I reckon.
Yeah, science class, yeah.
Just general, like... hygiene.
Yeah.
Should have been taught to me by then. But there was like this... So in one of the dungeons, a boss could cast a thing on you that was like a blood disease and you would spread it to other people who were in your like raiding party or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
They fucked it up and didn't realize you could give it to pets. You could have little pets in World of Warcraft.
Okay.
And then those pets, it was meant to just get deleted from you after you left the dungeon, but it didn't get deleted from the pets. So the pets left. And then they spread it to players out in the real world. And so at some point, people were out there just spreading this blood disease that would like drain your health or whatever across the whole world. And it was like in the sort of... Not early days of MMOs because like EverQuest and shit had existed for a while. But it was in the early days of big... peak World of Warcraft, like, wow, phenomenon type stuff.
Yep.
So it was this really cool, weird thing that, like, literally swept through all of these people and, like, was a big talking point back in the day.
Did I don't believe it was real.
I didn't get it, no.
I don't believe it happened.
I was just living my life like normal as well.
I mean, it literally did escape from a lab.
Yeah.
It did. And so, yeah, they patched a vaccine into the game.
Fuck yeah.
And stopped it from happening like that. And people
held out.
No!
Yeah.
I want to play 1.0.
Yep.
I'm playing original World of Warcraft.
Probably
some people at Blizzard. No.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That happened.
That is,
that's crazy.
That is strange.
It's nuts. It was a weird thing. And it deserves to be on our fantastic list.
Yeah.
Of notable and best
video
game diseases.
The diseases we want to see in the real world.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Resident Evil zombie T virus. I like this one because it has a lot of different things it can do to you.
Yeah.
I like that the one virus can either make you into regular zombie mm-hmm. or superpower zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can be like 8 foot tall and like have fucking heads coming off your shot.
And
like,
still be sort of conscious.
Yeah, right.
Because there are all sort of different versions of it, Dr. Mario style, where you've got mm-hmm. the G virus and the whatever. But they're all the same basic thing. And the idea that one thing, rolling the dice on that and thinking like, maybe I'll try taking this because I might turn into a superpower.
If I become Nemesis, that would be sick.
Wouldn't be
there's
too bad.
A chance I'm just fucking lumbering around a hallway.
Yeah, waiting to get shot by someone who can only aim while they're stationary.
You might end up as one of those like tutorial zombies that's just bullshit.
Mm. Cannot kill a person.
No.
For love nor money.
No.
Incapable.
A little
of taking
scary
down
at
the
first,
player.
But by the end, meaningless.
Yeah.
Pointless.
Pathetic, if anything.
Laughable.
Yeah.
Similar with the Last of Us plague, the cordyceps thing.
I'd rather get the T virus than the cordyceps.
There's some implication in the Last of Us games that you are, as a person, are still locked inside of your head, having to be aware of what's going on.
Yeah, or you're like insane, like you're yourself, but you're insane and you're like fucked up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Plus, that virus was just less fun.
Yeah,
Resident Evil virus, bit more fun, bit more wacky stuff happens.
Yeah, you're like,
there's
zombies,
huge bats
like
and
from
shit.
Universal Monster movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know now in
big crocodile.
Yeah.
Look at the size of that tarantula. And then in Last of Us, it's like, oh, that one's fat.
Yeah.
That one's covered in mushrooms and it's fat.
Yeah, I guess this one's just got six of them in it.
Yeah.
Resident Evil, a building. Let's thrash every single corner of it looking for keys. Last of Us, here's a building. Let's be in this for 4 minutes and then on somewhere else.
Yeah.
In movies and stuff now when there's like a zombie plague, it's always like the characters in it, there's always like a joke about like, hey, don't call them that. Don't use the Z word.
Yeah.
Right.
There's always like a hesitance. I think if that happened in the real world, I think it would just be like such a go-to touchstone that it would be
people
like,
would be gagging
the news would just
to call
be like,
it zombies.
Oh yeah, zombies are happening. Yeah. Like there would not be there. It's like, oh, we can't use that word. That's silly. It'd be like, yeah, guess what? Here's the 7 o'clock news. There are zombies now.
I think
we're not fucking around with like, oh, it's the flimmy flammy virus. It's like no one knows what the fuck that means. You all know what a zombie is.
And then everyone calling them like walkers or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone around the world has suddenly done that. You go to a new town and you're like the walkers and none of them are like, do you mean zombies, cunt?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, yeah.
You see like articles of like a wasp has like a specific poison that makes like kills an ant but keeps it, you know, it's like zombie ants created by wasp.
Yeah.
It's like
that's
we're already calling them zombies.
We would pull the trigger too early, if anything, and people would just be quite sick and we'd be like, they're zombies. And then they get better and be like, fuck, did you call me? So then maybe the second time we start calling them everyone, you know, lumberers or whatever.
The people using like walkers and stuff would be like people now using spicy cough. It'd be like, fucking grow up.
Yeah.
Stop using the meme term for it. It's not funny or cute.
Yeah.
Take this seriously.
I got spicy king hit by a zombie in the back of my neck. Bit me.
I got brainied.
The next on our list of greatest diseases.
Yes, in video games.
In video games. Rats. Just regular rats in things like Dishonored and A Plague Tale. They're like, well, there's going to be a plague. This is called A Plague Tale.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a tale about a plague.
Mm-hmm.
What should the plague be? And who should it be carried by? You know what? Kill two birds with one stone. The plague itself is rats.
Yeah.
Famously, the rats love it.
Yeah. A Plague Tale, Rat's Tale.
Oh,
I heard a thing that the rats weren't the main thing with the Black Plague.
Yeah, I heard that too.
There was something that rats get unfairly maligned.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah. It was more, it was like airborne.
And everyone was
like
shitting
that
in the streets and stuff. Yeah. Like I don't remember it exactly, but congratulations, rats.
Rats.
Adam's pro rat.
Yeah. You guys ever have a rat as a pet?
No, but I did, again, two of the things. I've been sick. I watched a TikTok. And it was just a woman really upset that her rat had died. And I was like, you know what? Maybe the bond between human and rat is magical.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Yep.
The Division. you remember The Division?
Yeah.
There was a big plague that got everyone in that. Do you know how it spread? Do you remember this? Through cash.
Whoa.
It was set in the near future and the plague spread through American cash.
Well, they were wrong.
They were dead.
They
dead
were
wrong.
Dead wrong.
Way off. First thing that went away in a plague that was nothing to do with cash.
Yeah.
Cash.
Yeah.
Wipe your surfaces down.
That's true. It's like barely, COVID is barely on surfaces. It doesn't last long.
Yeah. But money's gone.
But money is gone. Yeah, that's so true.
Money was on the way out anyway. Good riddance.
I'd stopped having like a wallet that had a coin thing.
I only carry my phone now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I get into situations where I can't buy stuff because my battery's dead. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
The only thing I use cash for is paying the rent at my studio space.
Oh, yeah.
And even then, that's only because I think there's some dodgy...
Because they're drug dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pay the rent wink in cash as well.
I mean,
every Friday and Saturday night, a little bit of rent's due. You know what I mean?
It does suck that the amount is the same amount that it costs for a class A drug. So there's the only time I'm ever withdrawing money is this one amount. It looks so bad.
No wonder that person tried to steal your identity. They were like, this guy's living it up.
He'll be so off his head, he won't even notice I've taken his ID.
I've opened his mail. Look at his transactions. 3, 3, 3.
I'll take his credit card and I'll just... smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, high.
The one from Bloodborne, because that's a good game. Literally the only reason it's in there.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the final one.
How is that one?
It was. I don't remember how it was transmissed.
Okay.
The disease in Bloodborne, there was some way that disease went from person to person.
I can't possibly figure it out.
Air-based?
Saliva.
I think it might have been.
I think it was spit and cum.
Yeah. And the final disease, greatest diseases in video games, are that disease that made Quiet and Metal Gear Solid 5 have to not wear clothes. Yes.
That truly is the greatest disease.
Yeah.
And all the lead up to it of Hideo Kojima, it's still my favorite thing. Hideo Kojima being like, you're going to feel guilty when you play the game and see why she has to wear no clothes. And it's like, oh yeah, she's sick, is she, Hideo?
Fuck.
Yeah. Is she sick?
She's differently abled. Do you feel like a hero now?
Yeah.
It's like, yes, I made up the disability, but still.
Still real. In if it's canon, it's real. You can't cancel me for it if it's canon.
And the opposite end, if you're sick, what do you need?
Rest.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you need to... heal.
Okay.
Right. Heal.
Try and rest for 3 days and then get bored and go out and drink. Like, flush the cold out of your system. That's worked for me nearly every time I've been sick, honestly. Yeah.
Legally not allowed anymore.
Yeah.
Get your paws off us, government. No, don't.
Day four
stay
of my
home,
isolation,
please.
I was like, God, you know what this needs? The pub. That'll fucking... I'm not getting better. I'll tell you what. A few scooies.
Yeah.
And just talking absolute drivel at 3 a.m, I reckon we'll just flush this thing right out of me.
Very different ways of dealing with being sick, because that was the last thing in the world I could have wanted.
You
want to
burn it out of the system with alcohol. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been
You've
out for
be
a week
such
and
a
I don't want that.
That you shame the COVID out of your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
the COVID like holds its shoes in its hands and walks home.
Yeah.
So these are the greatest ways, our final listicle here before we run out of space on the news page for the day.
Yep.
The best healing items or ways of healing in video games.
All right.
See, I've got those SEO headlines down.
Yeah.
The best healing or ways
or
of
whatever,
getting better
how do you,
in
however
a
you do the healing
video game.
In video games.
Number one, or these are in no particular order. Fucking in God of War.
Yeah.
God of War, you fuck to heal. And if anything, it has the exact opposite effect in real life.
Mm-hmm.
On me, I do not feel rejuvenated. I feel spent and
exhausted.
Upset.
Exhausted. Yeah.
My actual favorite, I think, just sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
In like
classic.
Final Fantasy and shit, you walk in, you're like, you know what? 100 gil for an inn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be better tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, that rocket launcher really fucking... did some work on you.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a nap?
I got chopped by a demon. Oh, so sleepy.
I like in some of the Final Fantasies specifically, you can use a tent.
Yeah.
Use a tent to heal.
Which gives you the worst sleep of your life. So even if sleeping did heal you, a tent would not work.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up angry at your family.
Yes. Yeah. You were snoring. It was cold. You left the flap open.
Where's the toilet paper?
Bear got in here.
Where's that? I can't find the muesli bars.
Yeah.
How
am I in your sleeping bag? What's going on?
It's similar to just sleeping. Just eating.
Yeah.
Food, rations,
just drink,
in Metal Gear.
Just have some water.
Have some water. Well, I'm better. God, I love video games.
Have an onigiri. Have some sushi.
Mm.
So many Japanese games, it's like, yeah, have some sushi, have a rice triangle. Have
one of these items from a shop that have all cost different amounts,
mm-hmm.
but all do the exact same amount of mm-hmm. healing
or like
to you.
Point for just such an insignificant difference.
Yeah.
And
pull
like,
through the menu and find the best value for your
I'm loving, in Ghostwire Tokyo, having to go and grab those like little plastic bags
yeah.
of like convenience store food that are just around the place. It makes me feel so sick every time I think too much about like if you picked up a plastic bag off of the street
that's
and
great.
Ate whatever
7-Eleven
sandwich was inside of there.
This will make you feel better. A stranger's rubbish.
Yeah.
That's good for what ails you.
A chicken wrap from 15 hours ago that's been sitting on the pavement.
Yeah.
Yum!
No, I've been playing a lot of Persona 5 Strikers and that, it's I mean, you have to go back to the same shop over and over and over again, just like buy the same yakitori, you know, skewer or whatever.
Yeah, to heal your whole party.
Yeah.
Dango.
Yeah.
A lot of Dango these days.
Yeah,
Dango's
a lot of Dango.
Made a big... Yeah, but Dango's making a splash in the video game.
It really
minute.
Is.
A lot
of
everything
Monster
from
Hunter
Monster
Dango.
Monster Hunter to Ghostwire.
Yeah. Everyone's talking Dango.
Nobody anymore is talking painkillers in Max Payne. I guess they're talking about how they're remaking Max Payne 1 and 2. Maybe there was news this week, but they're remaking Max Payne 1 and 2.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it is very rare that a health thing in a game is actual medicine.
Right.
But the painkillers fully heal you, and I think that's why Max Payne 3 got refused classification here in Australia at first.
Right.
It's any like positive... depiction of drugs
right
is an immediate lockout.
Yeah You'd think the painkillers in Max Payne would kill Max Payne.
No,
because they're painkillers.
Oh boy,
it's quite the opposite.
It's
topsy-turvy.
I love the little rattle noise they make when you ate them.
Yeah
It really influenced me as a child. The wall chickens you get in Castlevania, that's a classic one. It's still food, but specifically food coming out of weird places.
Yep.
Right.
And just chomping down on it. Mm-hmm. We kind of covered that.
Every beat 'em up would just have a roast chicken on the ground.
Yes.
They loved a roast chicken.
Yeah.
The bachelor's handbag just ready to go.
Yeah.
Nice Coles bag just dripping and glistening from the inside. Yeah. Juices coming down the window.
To
just
properly heal your health, you've got to pick up a roast chicken, but then also a coleslaw bag.
Yep.
One tomato sauce bottle and some 6 buns.
Yeah. Have I told you about when my friend was at the supermarket near the end of the day and he saw a guy come in and get like the last roast chicken that was left and he walks up to the counter and goes, "Can I have this half off because it's the end of the day?" And the lady goes, "Sure." And he goes, "Love your work."
Don't think I had heard that one before.
And the final two... I would say the Pokemon Center.
Oh, yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
And it made me wonder if like, because you know, you can chuck Pokemon in there and just heal them of whatever ailments.
Yep.
Has that technology spilled over into the human world in Pokemon?
Oh.
Are you able to heal humans by
Yeah, there's this Pokemon character called Elizabeth Holmes, and she's got this thing called Theranos, and it's real and it works.
I have no idea what this is.
Read the news, cunt.
I never. It's too depressing now.
Yeah, because you.
Is this like there's a Pokemon called Joe Rogan and there's Ivermectin is his move?
Yeah. Okay.
You in the Pokemon games never take damage.
True.
That's true.
Maybe
until in that Arceus one, but that
one.
Was years and years.
Yeah.
That's set in the past before medicine had
so
advanced.
They probably do. The humans are invulnerable in Pokemon modern day.
Finally.
Well, I think it's more that back in the olden days, Pokemon would attack the humans.
But
that never happens in the newer one. In the ones that are set present day, they never, you know, they're fighting each other. None of them are ever lashing out and going, "You know who the real enemy here is? That cunt over there. Tell him this little Pikachu what to do."
They got to unionize.
I'm going to electrocute him instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the final greatest healing item in all of video games for me, and the only one I would actually really like to know what it was like in real life, is an Estus flask from Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Or the Crimson Blood Tears or whatever. I bet it would taste fucking disgusting. Based on everything else in those games, it would probably be an absolute nightmare, revolting, disgusting thing to have to drink.
Probably.
Yeah, disgusting sludge.
Yeah.
But boy, I would love to. I would also probably, to put in my mini fridge,
yes,
get a recreation Estus flask. Mm-hmm. You just fill up with yellow cordial.
Yeah.
But then I drink and every time go... and act like I'm healed.
Yeah.
I want a potion from whatever, from every video game, right?
I would just love to taste any potion.
The default potion.
The effect that most games have when you get healed of like the character kind of like glowing for a minute and maybe like a bunch of green plus symbols pop up.
Sure.
If you were able to kind of recreate that sensation in the real world, God, I bet that feels amazing.
Yeah. If every food gave you little symbols, so like you eat a cheeseburger and it'll just these down arrows pointing.
Yeah.
I would love to. I imagine that like health potions would taste sweet and that like magic replenishing potions would be kind of bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of taste a little grassy.
But you need that SP.
You
got a gig coming up. You need to replenish the SP.
You really put the magic out there. The lighting tricks can't do everything for you. I'd love to drink a potion.
I know this isn't a healing item, but I'd also love to taste a one-up mushroom. I imagine that is incredible.
It would have like a... Do you reckon it would just taste like a mushroom?
Maybe.
Because they're kind of big.
Yeah.
So you'd have, like, it'd be this enormous mushroom that you'd honk into.
Like that big. Well, like as big ones as a basketball.
The one-up ones are green, aren't they?
Yes.
So I imagine it being like those minty lollies.
Oh, yuck. Minty mushroom is maybe one of the worst flavors
It's not a mushroom. It's not... There's no mushroom flavor.
It's a candy or something.
It's just a candy, yeah.
Okay.
It's that sweet kind of...
Yeah, okay.
The little mint leaf. Lollies.
Oh, you know, sure. Like the jelly sort of ones. Yeah.
Yep.
And with that, that is the sort of beautiful, just important, relevant, interesting discussion you can get going with the magic and power and artistry of the listicle.
Yep.
Thank you, Listicle. You've given us a week's content.
thanks for listening, everyone. That brings us to the end of the episode. We're going to be back.
Listening.
Thanks for
listening.
Listening.
We'll be back next
week.
We've
gotten
with
COVID and we're fucking busy. That's obviously why this is going on. But I think that was a bit
of fun. Sorry for giving you an extra long episode.
Yeah. We'll be back next week talking for an hour about different mods that people have made of Skyrim. Filthycasuals.com.au for the links to all the stuff that we have going on. We've got the Patreon where you can get a bonus episode every week. And early access to our videos.
Mm.
We're currently doing a series called Filth World where we're playing Planet Coaster and we're trying to make a Filthy Casuals theme park.
Yeah.
So get onto the YouTube and check that out. What do we got? The Bandcamp episodes.
We've got some new ones of them that will be going up in the next couple months too.
Yeah, we've got some good ideas.
Trying to think of ideas for what to do today. We thought of some great Bandcamp ideas. So.
Yeah.
Comedy Festival is still on.
Oh, yes.
My show is on until Sunday. It's called Turtle Island. It's at the Cooper's Inn. And you guys have Chimp Cop, which is on Friday, Saturday, Sundays until April the 24th.
That's right, yeah.
So get down and check all that stuff out. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Hey, list of number one video games podcast, the top one video games podcast, number one, Giant Bomb.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.